Welcome to the Corporate Escapers podcast, your guide to finding, following, and creating the life you love. I'm Christine Ness, and I'm here to help you discover your passion, turn it into a business, and live the life of your dreams. So do you ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, going through the motions day in, day out, and not feeling fulfilled? Or maybe you have a passion and you're not sure how to turn it into a business? Well, you're not alone. That's why we've created a show to give you the tools, the inspiration, and guidance you need to find and follow your passion, start a business, and create a life you love. We'll bring you the expert interviews, the success stories, and actionable advice to help you turn your passions into a business. So are you ready to ignite your passion and start pursuing your dream life? If so, join us on this journey as we explore the exciting world of entrepreneurship and also take your life to the next level. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I am your host, Christine Innes. I am delighted to have this amazing gentleman, Ken, join me. Welcome. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It is an absolute pleasure to be on the show, especially, you know, after being able to give you the opportunity of being interviewed on the show that I co-host with Aldwin. And now here I am on your show. It's an absolute pleasure.
Oh, I'm so honored because this is actually going to, I've got this feeling like this is going to be huge because let's face it, everyone sets New Year's resolutions, and one of them is all about health, diet, and all of that. And we're going to talk about that quite a fair bit today. But before I dive into it, I'm going to hand over to you, get you to introduce yourself to our audience, and then we're going to spend the next 15, 20 minutes having an amazing conversation.
Well, my name is Ken Kleinberg, and I am actually from San Diego, California, so Southern California, United States. And yeah, just the short version of this is basically 12 years ago, I embarked on a journey to lose some weight, lost 62.5 pounds over the course of 5.5 years. And then add another 5.5 years to that. I've kept it off for over 5.5 years now. And I teach other people how to do the exact same thing. But the key is, and where, if you will, my superpower lies is I teach people not just how to lose the weight, but I teach them how to keep it off and keep it off right for good. And that's without a diet. That's without unrealistic changes and stuff like that. It's with sustainable changes that end up lasting over the long haul and end up becoming who you are. And just, you know, that's what it's about, sustainable changes. And it's about a journey. So that's a really big giant nutshell on just basically who I am. And I've started my own company, masteryweightloss.com. That's my own brand and company. And so, yeah.
And here you are today. Like I look, it really resonates with me because I have had the yo-yo journey of losing weight, putting it on, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, the key really is mindset, isn't it? It is the mindset, but also the self-worth in yourself, you know, to do it. And we were just talking before, we all have coaches for business. We have coaches for spirituality. Why not, shouldn't we have a coach to help us, you know, be at our optimal health as well?
Absolutely. You know, and mindset is one of the main pillars of my program. In fact, it's more of a foundational pillar. And the reason why I make that a foundational pillar is because literally, if you are embarking on that journey to lose weight, and your mindset is wrong around it, such as one of the most common ones that I see a lot of people take is the diet mindset. And it just doesn't work. That system has proven to fail over and over and over again. And maybe some of your listeners can resonate with that and can, you know, just go, yep, nope, I've been there. And it's not about a diet. That system is literally designed to keep people stuck. You know, when I go over mindset with people, I typically take 7 different angles with it. I talk about becoming in the journey. I talk about changes that last a lifetime. I talk about the language that you speak to yourself with. I talk about embracing that journey. I talk about the fixed and growth mindset during your journey. I talk about the sabotaging all or nothing mindset. That's a big one as well. And then I also talk about your food is fuel and nutrition, meaning your food is not a band-aid for your emotions or your bad day. So those are like the main angles that I take when it comes to mindset in my program, because it's a very general term and a lot of people are throwing it out there everywhere today. And so I kind of want to home it in and get real specific with my clients and the people that I work with.
And I love the fact that you call it a journey, because like you said, there's no one quick fix. You know, there's not just one thing that's going to be working for one person. So, and it's the same in business. Like, what works for me is not necessarily going to be the same for somebody else, because A, it comes down to the individual person as well. And I love the fact that you say it's a journey, because that's what life really is. It is a journey. And I always say it's like a roller coaster. You have your ups and downs, and sometimes you've got to go backwards to go forwards, you know? So it's, you've got to learn to enjoy it and embrace every aspect of it as well.
And, you know, more importantly too, I love the way you're using the word embrace, because I actually just got, so I have a Facebook group that I've got a number of people in, and I just recently started it, and it's kind of, it's steadily growing and getting up there. But right now I'm posting a series, a mindset series in that group that's exclusive to them. And I just got through yesterday putting up part four of that series, which talks about embracing. And one of the main things that people get to embrace, and I use that word very carefully, get to, you get to embrace the low times and the weak moments and the times where you're going to fall off that horse. And notice I said, you are going to fall off that horse, because you are human. And you know, that's just part of life. And when that happens, you get to embrace that time. It's not a time for you to throw in the towel, which a lot of people do. And this takes form in this kind of language. It's, man, all right, this week is shot. I'll just start again next week. Or, man, today's shot. I'll just start again tomorrow or in the next couple of days. That doesn't get to happen in your journey. And, you know, again, it, yes, 100%, it is a journey. 100%. Never is it to be a diet. And so it's about embracing those low times, because that's where you get to grow. That's where you get wiser. That's where you get stronger. And that's where you get better. And a lot of people, when they approach their weight loss journey with a diet mindset, they are skipping that entire thing. And the reason why that is so detrimental, and it's so unfortunate too, is because, you know what, at the, you know, when you reach your weight loss goal and you're there, sure, there's going to be a celebration for that. Absolutely. Great job. You hit your goal. But all the treasure, all the gems, the precious gems, all the gold is going to be back there in that journey. As you look back at all the milestones you hit, you look back and, oh, I remember when I fell into that, and man, I had like a 2-week binge, and but I learned this from that, and I learned that from that. Those are the things that are going to matter, because those are the things that are going to change who you are and help you to become the person that is in the end goal, which is majorly key.
It's so true, because so many times, like in life, we've just got the eye on the prize. Like, we literally just want to get there. But we forget the tiny little steps that it takes to actually get to that. And I'm always about, we need to celebrate every single day. And, you know, I learned that really hard. I lost my dad in September. And the thing that I really got from that is, you know what? He's not here to celebrate. He's not here to have these amazing conversations. He's not here to enjoy all these amazing things. Yet I am. So I get to celebrate every single day. And it's those, if I get out of bed today, I'm celebrating, because I may be unwell, or, you know, all those things. And, you know, okay, if I had some chocolate, I'm celebrating, or, you know, like, I'm learning from it. And I think we forget it's the little steps, those tiny little steps, not wait to the big, huge, momentous thing that we're looking for, because we forget, hey, how we got there. We forget all of the little things that have happened along the way.
For sure. You know, and it, I think the thing of it is also there's a danger with a lot of the people out there that just want to embark on the journey, and then they just want to, they've got this 6 month window and they're just like, I've got to lose this weight by this time. And I think there's a danger in that because it may not take you 6 months. It may take you as long as it did me, 6 years, 5.5 to 6 years. And, I often wonder if people ask that, if people are wondering, why did it take you 5.5 to 6 years to lose that weight? Well, honestly, because when I embarked on that journey, I told myself, I'm not going on a diet. I'm doing it my way, and I'm gonna have my cake and eat it too. That's pretty much what I did throughout the journey. But here's the key is I did it small steps at a time, one small habit at a time, one small change in at a time, and I just stayed consistent through the journey. Shoot, I had months where it's like there's a couple of times where there's a 4 or 5 month period where I hit a plateau and I could not move the scale. And I had to be patient through that. But you gotta remember that you didn't gain the weight overnight. You gained that weight through small changes that happened in your life, circumstances that happened in your life, one thing after another that happened through your life, and it just eventually started cascading. And then you ended up at, the point to where you're just like, Lord, I need to lose some weight. You've got to be careful when you're setting a actual time for that. Like I gotta lose this in 6 months because that may not happen. You've got to be patient through your journey. That's another big key thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like what I got from that is also like we forget to be kind to ourselves. We forget that, we're always so kind to everybody else, but we're not kind to ourselves. And that kindness during any journey is so essential because if we can't show the kindness and love to ourselves, how can we teach other people? And it's also that relationship with food as well. How can we teach that if we're not being kind to ourselves?
It's perfect. And that I also go into in the mindset series, and that's the language part of it. The language part of it, there's actually three angles I take. So there's the time where, you've got a let's say you're standing in front of a banquet table and there's great healthy choices, not so healthy choices, and some really horrible choices, and you're standing there with that plate. And a lot of times, if you're not aware of it and you're not working on building that consciousness around it, a lot of times the conversation you're going to have standing right there, first of all, it's split second. Second of all, the conversation that happens in the back of your mind in the subconscious usually takes form of, oh, wow, I really can't have that. Oh, I definitely can't have that. Oh, man, that pizza looks so good, but I can't have that. And I can't have that fried chicken. My gosh, whoever made that fried chicken just looks really great. But I can't have that. It's this I can't, I can't, I can't, I can't language. And as I'm even uttering those words, you can probably, if you're aware of your body and your emotions, you could probably already feel that resistance come up for you, that resistance. And almost kind of like a rebellion spirit, like now I want to go have it. It's kind of like me, with an exit sign on a door. Most of the time, if it's like blatantly obvious, they're just going, no, you must go out this door, not in. I will try to go in the door because that's just who I am. But it's so, that's one aspect of the language. And then there's another aspect of the language. It's this, I should. Well, I should eat healthy. Or I should do this. And when you use that kind of a language, it's almost like you're giving yourself a door out if things get a little too sticky or if things get a little difficult. And that also is not useful. But instead of using the I can't, here's how you change that. And here's how you switch the energy for that. Check this out and feel the moment, feel the switch. I really don't need to have that right now. Maybe later at a different time, but I'm going to choose to have this instead. I'm choosing to eat healthy. You feel that energy switch? what happened? You put yourself back in the driver's seat because you have a choice, and you took that choice and you ran with it. That's key, and that's perfect. And then the third angle I take with language is the beating yourself up aspect that we all do. You know, when you fall off that horse, instead of standing back and assessing, okay, how did I get here? What were the trigger points? What can I put into place that this, so this doesn't happen again, or it doesn't happen so soon? We don't often do that. We often go, damn, I failed again. I messed up again. Mm-hmm. And we sit there and we wallow and we beat ourselves up and often make the situation worse. And we make ourselves want to go after more things that aren't really good. It's just cascading. So, I mean, that's not helpful either. And it doesn't solve the problem. It makes it worse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, I love the fact that you mentioned language, because there's so many things in there that are very important to embrace.
Yeah, I love that, because, you know, look, like I said, I've been on that many diets, like, over the years, and the whole thing comes down that, okay, well, you reach your goal, but you don't get taught those proper habits. You don't get taught, you know, the self-love and all that sort of stuff. Like, you've reached your goal. Okay, no worries. You're going to constantly go back to what you used to, because you have not untaught, like, all those things that you're talking about before. You have not untaught all of those lessons, those behaviors, you know, with that as well. And I think that the more that we start to, you know, have conversations like this, we can start to better educate ourselves, but also to find an amazing coach like yourself that, A, has done the work. And I always highly recommend someone go and work with somebody who has either done the work or done, like, been through something, because, like, there's nothing more that you can resonate with somebody who's done the work, but opposed to looking through a textbook as such.
Right. You know, it's the same thing of, you're going to go hire a trainer. Are you going to hire a trainer that's looking overweight and doesn't look like you want to look? I mean, and I'm not saying go hire somebody that's absolutely 100% chiseled. I mean, there's a reasonable aspect there, but you're going to hire a personal trainer that looks the part, looks healthy, has got the knowledge. And, you know, has got the skills that you want. You know, there are people out there, seriously, that will just regurgitate crap. And I see personal trainers at gyms all the time that, you know, I watch how they're training their clients, and I'm just like, all you're doing is just regurgitating. Mm-hmm. You're not really showing them the real down to earth functional movements that's going to aid them in their home life, that's going to aid them as they're out in their garden or whatever. You're just bringing them through the movements. You're not doing the extra steps. Mm-hmm. I can always tell the personal trainers that are doing the extra steps, one and two, that have a passion about it, and three, are continuing to educate themselves, not just through the main system, but doing it on their own and finding other creative ways to help their clients. And that's key. And that's something that I'm passionate about. I'm not here to regurgitate information to you. I mean, personally, for me, I have a very, very, very deep passion to get out there, dig deep, and find the real truth around the health and wellness and food system out there. Because the truth is there's a lot of people that don't know how to navigate through the disinformation and misinformation. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I have built I could go so far with that. But I'm tired of people buying into the lies. Like, here's some simple ones. I'm tired of people buying into the lies of saturated fat, that it's bad for you and you need to stray away from that. It's not true. I'm tired of people falling into the lies of the low fat and fat free scam. But most people today, they realize that, you know, that's not good. But, you know, I also want to educate people on how we got there. How did that happen? And I'll tell you what, it started in the 1950s by a guy named Ansel Keys. Go look him up. The guy's a piece of work, trust me. There's so much more. There's butter, there's margarine, you know, how horrible margarine is for you. If you actually knew how it's produced, how it's made, you would not have it in your house, but rather showing people how real butter is so much better for you. building an awareness around the deadly seed oils that are out there. A lot of people don't realize how much of it they're getting into their daily routines, mm-hmm. and then showing them the real, the good fats, the good oils to use. There's just so much that I go into with people. So it's not just mindset's a big portion, but the other part of my passion side coaching is educating and then pointing them in the direction where they can now go look and start doing the research themselves and start discovering the truth on their own. Mm-hmm. Because the truth is also we've gotten complacent over the many years and we've stopped looking at the data for ourselves. We've stopped asking the questions. Mm-hmm. Instead, we just take the next shiny article and we're just like, oh, okay, this person said it, so it must be true. Well, look at where that's led us. You know, obesity is at the highest it's ever been. Diabetes, you've got coronary heart disease. And the industry literally through the years has pointed at saturated fat as the problem. And if you really are paying attention, they haven't pointed at the real problem, which is processed foods, sugar, and, you know, all of that, and a very much faulty food pyramid system. And so, yeah, I'm going to get off.
I think that's why, I really loved, you know, obviously it was on your show when, you know, just that passion comes through. And I think that's the key for people is, you know, we need to start being surrounded by people who are passionate about it because they're going to actually work a lot harder for you. But also too, like, you know, you've done the research, you've done it, you've kept the weight off, which is like just amazing. With it. And I know how passionate you are about, you know, working with your clients as well. So mm-hmm. I want to ask you a couple of questions as well is like, what's the process when someone works with you? How can they, do you have to live in the States? Can it be anywhere in the world?
I love that question. And this is where, you know, summer of 2020, where I discovered Zoom, and Zoom is like the greatest thing ever. I'm going to tell you, Zoom has literally revolutionized things for a lot of people. And it's funny. I'm going to go off on just a small little trail here. It is funny that like towards the end of 2020, I saw some people on Facebook. They're just like, who's tired of Zoom? Who's tired of this? And who's tired of that? And da, da, da. And I had to get on there and make some comments to some people and go, Zoom has literally exploded my life. I love it. So the answer to your question is that anybody from any country, any state, you know, and of course, if somebody's local to me and they can meet me, hey, I'm open for that too. But the major majority of my clients, I do understand they are going to be through Zoom. And so I will one-on-one you with through Zoom, which is it's pretty much the same as one-on-one and in person. I can see your facial expressions. I can see your body language. I can tell, you know, when you're just getting a little nervous, like I really don't want to share this with them, you know? And so it's just as productive as being in person. So, and honestly, a further answer to your question, anybody who is serious and anybody who really does want the change and not just the change, the permanent change, I'm wanting to work with them. And anybody that's open to the education that I have to offer, because there are some things that I have to offer through the research I've done and the education that I've acquired over the last 2.5 to 3 years that may be mind-blowing and cause a little cognitive dissonance. Because you've always believed this way and all of a sudden now I'm telling you this way. But the cool thing about what I do is I will provide, if you want to go and look at the stuff yourself, I will provide, hey, here's the links, here's the websites, here's the people that are speaking the truth. Go look for yourself. That is something that I'm very passionate about too, is teaching people how to look for themselves. But that's a long way to answer your question, but I hope it does.
I love it. It does. It does. And I look, as I said, I love working with people. I love having people on the show that are so passionate. And like your passion really comes through when I just know that people who are going to work with you, they get that. You're like your personal cheerleader, which everybody needs in their life as well. So I just want to say thank you so much. I love what you're doing. I'm going to pop all the links for people to go, but I've got a few random questions to ask you just to finish off the show if you're game.
Go for it.
All right. Are you Apple or Android?
Definitely Apple.
Mac or PC?
Definitely Mac.
Are you beach or forest?
Ooh. Can't answer that one. It's both.
Okay. Would you rather travel by a ship or would you rather travel by a plane?
Ship meaning like a cruise ship?
Yeah.
Well, if it's a cruise ship with all the bells and whistles and everything, of course, sure. And also give me an unlimited budget while I'm on the ship too.
I love that. I love that so much. Well, I love what you're doing. I love the passion and energy that you're bringing to your clients and helping so many people. And I just want to say thank you so much for being here. We're going to pop all the links and how you can reach out to Ken. If you've got questions, pop them below and we'll be coming back and answering any questions that you have. But thank you so much for being on the show, Ken. I really, really, truly admire what you've done.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure for sure.
Thank you to everyone who has watched this episode. Remember, if you've got any comments, drop them below. If you've liked it, hit that like and subscribe button up ahead. And remember to live life to the fullest and to follow your passion. Love and light to you all.